Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Welcome to today's live broadcast of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord. Thank you for being here, my friend. I appreciate your time and presence. This topic today is very prevalent right now. It is looking at finding peace with relationship changes. And I know after speaking with many of you that friendship changes, partnerships, all kinds of relationships are coming up for review, for change, for release and letting go. And we're going to look at how you can approach these changes with love for yourself, love for the other person, and also incorporating forgiveness, gratitude, peace, appreciation, all of these things that are essential right now as we move forward individually on our paths. 2014 is a very dynamic year. In fact, we are building up to one of the most dynamic months of the year, which is April, and we are going to be meeting new parts of ourselves, expanding more fully into who we are at our core. And so know that the changes that are happening now are preparing you for an even better experience ahead. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about that shortly, but as always, I like to start with some brief announcements and updates. There has been a lot of activity going on lately, so let me give you a quick update on things that I have for you. I'm offering free marketing courses for authors, artists, healers, teachers, messengers. These are called Author Awesomeness Courses. You can go to the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, and sign up. Classes start in April. They're going to be ongoing. And I'm going to give you a lot of information. I've been in marketing and communications for 15-plus years. I've been a digital marketing strategist. I've been a marketing director and brand developer. I've worked with small businesses, large companies. I've worked with so many different sizes of teams throughout my 15 years and have learned a lot that the everyday indie author does not know or does not have access to. And so this information is going to be really good for you if you are a life coach, if you are an artist, if you're a healer, if you're just looking to share anything online. And if you've listened to my show before or had contact with me personally, I'm very to the point. I will just tell you, do this, don't do this. This works. This is a waste of time. This model has peaked. It's over. People aren't responding. Try this. That's my delivery, because I think that's really what we're looking for right now. You know, there's lots of information out there, and I'm just going to give you my 2 cents, potentially 3 cents, because I want you to be successful. I know that as you share your gifts and your talents and you work with clients, it benefits so many people, and that's what I want to support. So check that out. The courses are called Author Awesomeness, but again, it pertains to artists, healers, teachers, life coaches, anything that you are looking to share online. You'll find some value in these free courses. So sign up. That is on ConsciousCoolChic.com. If you scroll down, you'll see the link there to sign up. The other very exciting thing that's coming your way in the next few months is a collaboration between myself and this amazing singer-songwriter woman, Sass Jordan. She and I have collaborated to create mastery courses to rock the new energies of the new world. And we are going to guide you in how to present yourself with confidence, with joy, with strength in your own energy. Over these 4 video courses, you are going to learn how to rock your stage, rock your style, rock yourself, and rock your spirit. We're taking 30 years of entertainment industry expertise and knowledge, combining it with 20 years of spiritual understanding and expertise, giving you all these insights so that you can go out into the world with confidence. And these courses, my friend, are designed to be applicable to so many situations. It's for a job interview, giving a speech, going on a date, preparing a presentation, sharing your gifts with the world. I mean, there's so many ways you can use this information. You can find out more about that on my website too, ConsciousCoolChic.com. When you go to the Rock in the New World website, you right away will get a free mastery course. Sass and I created a podcast that you can listen to right now to get some ideas, to get an idea of what we're going to be sharing with you. I'm very excited about that, and you'll be hearing more from me about these courses soon. And one of the things that we are quite grateful for is that we are right now featured on the cover of Happiness and Wellbeing magazine. This is thrilling and a little bit shocking. It's very exciting to see yourself on a magazine cover and really surreal, to tell you the truth. But this issue talks about how we met, more about the courses. And in addition to all of that, this is just a really great issue of Happiness and Wellbeing magazine. There are so many fun topics going on in this issue that, you know, you can get a lot out of this edition. They talk about how to communicate with people without losing your sanity, what signs the universe is sending with you, how to attract people you can count on in life, love, and business, moon cycles, taking a yogacation, 5 ways to create a soul-nourishing nest. And I also have my monthly astrology write-up. So check out Happiness and Wellbeing magazine, another great addition from them, and I hope that it brings you a lot of inspiration and insights right now. So let me see. Gosh, there's just so much going on that I am grounding myself, because I know that this topic today is really important for many of you, and you're really looking for an understanding and an insight that maybe has just been right out of grasp around a change, a relationship change that you didn't expect, or that has been especially hard on your heart. It's raised questions or doubts, wondering, could I have said something else? Was this supposed to last longer, this connection, and there's a reason why it didn't? I just hear a lot of questions from many of you right now. And what I want to offer before we start down this path is to just have you take some deep breaths and know that you are exactly where you need to be right now. You are exactly where you need to be on your journey. And the revolving door of people who come in and out is always in perfect alignment for you and for them. Sometimes we can get really caught up in how it affects us, or what does it mean for me, or where did I not say something, or where should this have gone, and you go into your own world. But I want to offer you a perspective that those who have moved on their path or who are no longer connected with you, it is for their best and highest growth as well. And so take a moment to step outside your perspective and look at that they need something else right now, or they're not able to energetically connect with you as they used to, or there's something they have to go do for themselves, or they're needed in another area of their life right now, or the energy between you is just complete because the contract between the two of you is complete. Now, what do I mean by contract? Well, if you've been on a spiritual path for a while, you've probably heard of soul contracts, soul agreements. I share more about this in The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness, one of my books, where I talk about the different type of relationship connections we establish based on what our souls chose, based on what we needed for our highest levels of growth. And it's beneficial to have these definitions because I think it helps our intellectual mind understand what's going on some level. And so when you look at your connection to other people from a spiritual perspective, it's because you have some type of contract with them in place. And the contract can exist for so many thousands of reasons, but ultimately it's to help you grow, to help you love yourself more. It is every soul contract, every relationship ultimately stems from a place of love. Because in the spiritual world, everything is birthed from love, which is the highest possible energy. Regardless of what your connection with them in this lifetime is, or what you've experienced, or what is running through your mind, everything stems from love. And often what happens through various incarnations and dynamics and situations is that at some point you may have unconsciously given your power away in the relationship, in the connection, or just overall in your growth. When I say give away your power, that means essentially taking your energy out of your body and placing more emphasis on someone else's energy, on basically saying that somebody else's decision, authority, role, experience, whatever, is more important than your own. And what happens with these relationships, with these connections, if they become out of balance? Because the truth is that nobody has more power than you. You all have equal power. We are all powerful beings. We all have access to the same amount of power and choices and abilities. We choose different things in each lifetime, but we have access to the same levels. And if you have found that you've given your power away to someone, you've allowed their choices to be more important than your choices. You've allowed their needs to be more important than your needs. You've allowed something to unconsciously be higher up on the totem pole than your own self. Part of what happens is that these relationship changes reveal to you where you've given your power away, where you have believed in somebody else's opinion more than your own, or you found that you thought they had the ability to do something more than you had the ability to do it. It gets complicated, and yet it's so simple. So the first thing I want to offer you is to look at, with this person, with these situations, with whatever has been unfolding for you that is on your mind and weighing heavy on your heart, did you give your power away to them in some manner that you weren't aware of? Because if the answer is yes, the gift of this relationship change is to see that in yourself. The fact that they have left your life, or you no longer are connected to them, or whatever it might be, you can look at it as the completion or transition of this relationship is revealing to me how I gave away my power, and that is one of the gifts of this connection change. So let's take an example here. I know that for a lot of women, there are friendship changes happening. There are a lot of shifts occurring in long-term connections. I have a client, her name is Belinda, and I'll call her B. She has a friendship of 18 years that recently ended. And we looked at that in one of our astrology sessions together. And she was a little bit upset. She felt angry. She felt sad, really sad. And she also felt that it was completely unexpected. And so with B, we looked at, you know, what was going on for her, and looking at, okay, well, what are you realizing about this connection with this friendship that you didn't see before while the friendship was in play or while it was operating? And she said, well, I realized that I really valued her opinion, this friendship that she had with this person for 15 years, and or 18 years, and I realized I started to value her opinion more than my own. And B was looking at this, and she was talking it out. It was like the realization was just hitting her that she was unconsciously giving her power to the friendship. And what she didn't realize was that she was doing that to maintain the relationship. Because on some level, she could sense it was changing, it was shifting, and she was trying to maintain that friendship by giving away her power. We talked about that a little bit more. We looked at that, and then we took it even deeper. And this is what I want to offer you, is just going deeper with it. And we looked at, okay, how has the same pattern operated in your life, your whole life? How has the same unconscious pattern existed, perhaps professionally, in your family, in your community, in your relationships with your husband and your children? How has the same pattern operated where you give others' opinions more power than your own? And we talked about that. And as we examined this, she realized she did the same thing with her son. Her son is 21 years old, and he's very smart, and she thought that she realized that she did the same thing with his opinion, that she was giving his opinion more weight. And this is part of being a mom and wanting to be encouraging and supportive of her son, but it was the same dynamic. And so we examined that. It's like, so you are unconsciously animating the story that you have to give away your power of thought or opinion in order for the relationship to be maintained or to be in a good place. And when she started to realize this and work through it, she accessed her inner rebel and just said, no more, I'm not doing this anymore. And as a result, those relationships changed. The gift of those relationships was to show her those patterns, was to show her what she was unconsciously activating in her life and how to claim back her power and to do it in a way that allowed her to say, I don't have to take care of everyone to the extent that I have been. And so what B realized was that these relationship changes that she was experiencing with the long-term friendship and then within her family members were revealing to her new parts of herself that were ready to grow. And because of that, she could look at each of these scenarios with a new amount of gratitude and peace. And also, she felt lighter. She felt like, I didn't even understand that I was carrying that burden, or I was even holding up so much. And so there was a lot to be grateful for with this relationship change. Now, that isn't to say that it's always been easy for her. We talked a little bit more about this friendship change. And as I've spoken with many of you about, female friendship changes are a really common thing right now. And that's because every person is making a choice that's best for them at this time. When you are on a spiritual path, you are typically more open to the evolution of your growth. You are open to understanding your own energy more and what you're here to learn. There's often a willingness to look at your stuff and do the work, including the shadow stuff, including the healing, including all these parts of yourself that you're just seeing for the first time. When you're on a spiritual path, usually that is the coursework. That's what we sign up for. Not every person is interested in that. Not every person wants that. Some people have no value in this type of personal investment. And that is one of the reasons why these relationships are changing so drastically, is that you just don't have much in common anymore. And that is perfect. That is as it should be, because it's essentially looking at it as you've taken this connection as far along on a track as is possible and is as healthy as it can be. And when you can see it from that perspective and have a certain amount of detachment around it, you can appreciate what you've learned, what you've shared, the laughs you've had together, the good times, the fun, and understand that it's happening, the changes are happening because at a soul level, you are each honoring the other's choice. Choice for growth, choice for conscious development, personal interest, personal value. And you do not have to force it. You do not have to keep that connection alive. And I found that with empaths, starseeds, lightworkers, indigos, anyone who even can sense the dynamic changing, there can be a responsibility to the relationship, as in, it's up to me to keep the relationship going, or it's up to me to step in and adjust to that person, or it's up to me to just wait it out a little bit more in case they change or if they make a new choice or a new decision. And when we do that, if that is something you're noticing in yourself, that you're hanging in there or you're trying to make it work, I'm just going to tell you, you're not doing anyone a favor, including yourself, because the energy you're putting into a relationship that isn't working is only going to hold you back. And this is a game we can play with ourselves, because we have a certain, maybe even a certain feeling of loyalty or commitment or idealism. But you have to see that the other person is making a choice that's best for them. And the sooner you can honor that and really see it, you will feel greater freedom to follow your path, to follow what is best for you. And oftentimes, it's just a matter, just let it be. Just let it be. You can't always talk it out. You can't always communicate these things. You just have to let it be as a form of peace, as a way of honoring your energy and your power and your choices, and to honor the other person's energy, power, and choices. Now, when the relationship changes first occur, things can feel sticky and tricky, and it will oftentimes trigger the emotional patterns and even some ego mind energies. This is quite common, and we are human, and it is okay to have that experience. In fact, it's very necessary to have your honest feelings recognized and to understand that these transitions can be a little dicey. It's often uncharted territories. It could be something you've never gone through before, or you've never been through it in this way. And so I have a few visuals to share with you. If you were to look at yourself and the other person, and just trust whoever comes to mind, whether it's a family member, a friend, a business colleague, someone in your community, anyone. See their energy about 3 feet away from your energy. And just imagine that space in between the two of you. There's your physical space, there's their physical space, and then there's a space in between you. That space in between the two of you, that 3 feet of space, that is where you can infuse the energies of peace, love, gratitude, forgiveness, joy, compassion, all those things that are beautiful about connecting with another soul. If you infuse that 3 feet of space with those energies, you are allowing both of you to those energies and to move forward as needed. And I want to make it clear that I think it's very important to focus on that space between you, because that space will touch up against their energy if they're open to it, if they want to receive it or be connected to it. And you could be sending them, say, peace or forgiveness or love, and they might not be willing to accept it or want it or be open to it right now. And that's okay. That's completely their free will and their choice. But when you send it to the space between the two of you, it's as if you're creating a soothing energy that will release any of that emotional reaction or response, and it will release the ego mind energies, and it just creates this love-filled bumper that honors where they're at, that honors where you're at, and that it has this energetic experience of being very allowing and high vibrational. You can do this as you cut cords, as you go through your meditations, you know, whatever else you're doing to clear out energy or to release and move forward. This is just a very simple visual to do. And it also allows you to create greater peace in the world. And I actually feel that this type of a visualization focus is quantum. The energy you're creating by focusing on forgiveness, release, love, compassion, joy, all of that is quantum. And it connects into the bigger energetic fields in the world around the globe. So that is one visualization you can do. Another visual is to imagine, I'm trying to think of a perfect example for this, but let's just say betrayal is the theme between the two of you. It's you've experienced betrayal in a friendship, in a relationship, in a connection of some sort. And betrayal is so prominent in our world. It's very much a third-dimensional ego mind activity, and it's something that most people experience in their lifetime, and there can be different levels of betrayal, different ways it shows up. So let's go with that as an example. If this connection with someone is ending because of a betrayal, whether real or imagined, take the energy that you associate with the betrayal and put it in a bubble. And it could be just imagining the word betrayal, or it could be imagining some type of image or sensation or feeling. Put it in a visual bubble, as big as you want it to be or as small as you want it to be. When you look at that bubble, how does it feel? How does it look? The visual I'm getting is that perhaps it is kind of rocky or has lots of points, jagged. Maybe it's red, like a burning energy, anything that feels kind of unresolved. It could include the words you wish to say or anything you need to express or your emotional energy. Put all of that into this betrayal bubble. And as you do that, imagine it being a very closed capsule, meaning it's all in there. And now imagine a blanket of very soft, loving, fluffy, bright blanket covering that bubble. Blanket covers the bubble, and it just removes the jagged edges, the rocky parts. It soothes the emotional energy. It takes away the need to be angry or to have a reaction or to go into a response. It just has this very soothing, peaceful, calming effect that you work with to soothe and complete this for yourself. Anytime you feel triggered or a response comes up, just imagine this gorgeous blanket covering up that bubble and taking away the toxic energies or lower vibrational fears in a way that honors you and honors that person, and it also is something you do on your own, as needed, whenever needed, as often as needed. And that visual right there is often exactly what you need, because the blanket is responding to your needs and it's loving your emotional self. It's loving the hurt, it's loving any pain, it's loving your perception of the experience. And oftentimes, that's exactly what you're looking for. You're just looking for acknowledgement of your feelings or of the experience. But you don't need that acknowledgement from someone else. You just have to give it to yourself. And so that's what this blanket does. It soothes and loves yourself even more. It's a DIY version of taking care of anything that's coming up for you. And I find that the more you commit to these types of exercises, the faster you'll move through it, you will release the energy even more, and you will feel lighter even faster. And that's often what we want with a relationship change, is that we don't want to stay in it. You don't want to spin and stir in it. You just want to move forward and move on. And as you do that, you connect with new people who meet you in that space. But it's really important to look at your own lessons and opportunities for growth within that relationship. Next week on the show, my guest is a really great woman, Charlotte Sivak, who loves talking about shadow energies, and she and I are going to dive into some of that good stuff about what to know about your shadow and what to know about your unconscious patterns. So please listen to that show. That'll be live on March 19th. We're going to have a great conversation, and it will include the shadow energies, because our shadow is our potential for greatest light. If you are coming into contact with some of your shadow patterns for the first time, it can be jarring. You can fight it. You can hate it. You can deny it. You can go into all different places with it. But it's where you will be able to also love yourself even more. And with these relationship changes, it's important to have full responsibility for your energy in all ways and for your opportunities for growth. I mentioned earlier about the patterns that come to light in yourself with changes. Oftentimes, the pattern that you're seeing in yourself is repetitive because it's a pattern, right? So it's something that's been active in your life typically since childhood as a way to deal with change, as a way to get your needs met. So as you move through any relationship changes, look at what parts of yourself are being revealed, what unconscious patterns are coming up to the light, and how you can love yourself more simply by realizing that this pattern has been active and you're consciously seeing it for the first time. Last week's show was with Susanna Kennedy, and she guided you through a free mini workshop in looking at some of these patterns. Go back and listen to that show. That was on March 5th. If you need to get to the heart of more of these energies within yourself, I strongly recommend listening to that broadcast, because she guides you through a process that's highly effective and helps you understand more about what's going on for you. Relationship changes are important for our growth. Our main relationship in life is with ourselves. We need our friendships. We need our close, intimate partners. We need support systems. Absolutely. But ultimately, your main relationship in life is with yourself. And every time we experience a change, We have the opportunity to know ourselves better, to improve ourselves, and to look at what we can do. When we have significant relationship changes, especially as women, it's really important to honor your emotions, to honor your emotional process, what you're feeling, where you're triggered, to let that flow, to let it out. It does not have to be public, but it needs to be released. The energy that does not flow becomes stagnant. It creates disease and dis-ease. It essentially is looking for somewhere to go with no outlet. It's so important to have an outlet for your emotions and feelings. So if, like my client, you are experiencing a friendship change and that was a long-term friendship, and you're really upset, you're hurt, you're sad, you're, you know, whatever is coming up for you, honor that in yourself. Okay to have those feelings. It's okay to just be in a space of, this is how I feel right now. And that's all you have to say to yourself. You don't have to declare it to the world or, you know, make it a Facebook post. You just have to acknowledge it in yourself, which is where you say, I'm just feeling sad about this relationship changing, but I know it's for the best. And I love this person for what they brought into my life. I feel grateful for the time we spent together. I feel gratitude for all that we shared. I enjoyed learning about her. I was happy to have this person in my life for this phase of the journey. These are the types of things you have to remind yourself of. Because people come into our lives for many reasons. But as I said at the start of the show, every relationship is based in love. If you have deep karma with someone and you're thinking, Molly, there is no way there's love here, you know, that is one of your biggest opportunities to grow. If you have someone in your life who challenges you on every level, emotionally, spiritually, intellectually, every way, understand that they are giving you the opportunity to forgive on quantum levels. Energy of forgiveness is so big. And if you can just focus on that, so say, you know, they trigger you on every level, it's been painful, it's been hurtful, you know, all that stuff that's part of the story, all that stuff. If you can rise above that and just focus on forgiveness, you are going to move through it. And you also have to include yourself in that forgiveness. Your karmic connection with someone can be from eons ago. And the story can be so much bigger than you can fathom. If they've done you wrong, if you got a divorce and they took all the money in your marriage and you're left with nothing, well, karmically, the roles were reversed in a previous lifetime. Maybe you left them. Maybe you took all the money. Maybe, you know, there's so many ways these things can play out. And so it's really important to forgive yourself as well and to say, I forgive myself across all lifetimes, all timelines and all dimensions of time for all known and unknown experiences with this person, with this soul. Include yourself in that forgiveness component because that will zap out and remove all of those energies and it will connect you with peace faster. You will feel lighter faster. And when you say that you're forgiving someone, you really have to mean it. Because forgiving someone essentially means you're taking the balance sheet to zero. It means you don't bring up the past. It means you don't focus on what they didn't say or didn't do. It means you allow everything to be complete and written off and released. And if you're not quite there yet, and you're still moving through that emotional energy, honor that for yourself and own it and say, okay, right now I'm still moving through my feelings of anger, or I'm still moving through feeling that this wasn't fair, whatever that is for you. But I'm moving through it with integrity and authenticity, and I know that I'm going to reach a point of ultimate forgiveness. Include forgiveness in your intention and in your process, and it will help you move through it even more. You know, you could be mad at someone for the rest of your life. You can be pissed off. You can go off on them or about them. You can spin in emotional energy the rest of your life. But we have more support than ever right now to really operate from a place of honoring each person's choice, accepting who they are and what they want, applying forgiveness, applying love, and to allow it to just be complete, knowing it's for everyone's best and highest good. Our human selves or the ego minds will want to jump in there and have a final say or the last hurrah or the win, if you will. And those are all perceptions of the ego mind. Because in spirit, everyone wins. Everyone comes out exactly where they need to be. But your responsibility is to yourself and to your own path. Your responsibility is to your own well-being, your emotional health, your spiritual health, best for you. What is really, truly best for you right now? There are many changes happening in our world at this time. Relationships are just one aspect of them. It's important to know that how you deal with change in one area of your life is how you deal with change in all areas of your life. So look at it from that perspective, knowing that any type of relationship change is also revealing to you other patterns or other unconscious beliefs around how you approach change in your life. Every person has access to spiritual guidance. Every person has a spiritual team. Every person has the ability to read spiritual books. Every person can make any choice they want. And oftentimes I found, especially with light workers, that we think, oh, I'm trying to help them, or I'm trying to save them, or I'm trying to support them, or I wish they would understand this, or I wish they would understand this from a spiritual perspective. And you kind of get latched into this unconscious righteousness that you know best for someone else. The truth is that you don't. And the ability to relieve yourself of that responsibility is also going to set you free to be more successful on your own path. And so I share this because part of the unconscious ego mind action is that it makes it sound like you know what's best for someone else and that you're operating from a place of service. But if you look deeper, that can be rooted in an unconscious pattern where you believe you're superior or you're more enlightened, or you know more, or you're more educated, or you're more, you know. And so I want to challenge that a bit. I want to challenge you on that. Are you assuming you know what's best for that person and exactly what they need right now? Are you taking on a responsibility that is not yours? Are you taking on something that is none of your business? Are you not honoring their choice? It's important to understand that every person makes a choice that is best for them. And in the spiritual realm, you know, we might think intuitively or psychically that we know what's best, or we can see what's coming next, or we have access to their path. But I want to challenge you to rein that in and to come back to taking responsibility for yourself and only for yourself, and not infringing or intruding on another's path. Because how much of you is holding on and not letting go? I found that is very common with clients. It's like this belief that I guess it's almost like a righteousness. It's almost like that I know what's best for them. And I have to say, you don't. Because if you know what's best for them, you would let them go. And you would come back to loving yourself and your own energy and focusing on your growth right now. Now, there are ways that you might need to think more about that, or that you're wondering if that pertains to your situation or your relationship change. But this comes back to the understanding that every person is guided. Every person is loved. Every person is here for specific experiences and reasons and areas of growth, and that your responsibility is you. And yes, you can love and feel and appreciate and have gratitude for them. And at the same time, you have to honor them as a sovereign being, as a sovereign soul. I can tell that some of you are surprised by this perspective, because I know that a lot of spiritual speak is all about how good you are and how awesome you are. And I feel that you already know that. And now it's time to get a little bit more real. The rubber hits the road. You have to let people go. You have to be realistic. Not everyone wants a spiritual journey or wants spiritual insights. And I feel that the sooner this clicks, the more freedom you have. It's like ripping off a Band-Aid, and then you just, you know, the pain might be small in terms of the rewards that come later. You rip off that Band-Aid of feeling like you're having to do something for someone else, and you move forward. If you need help with any of this, if this is bringing up a need for guidance, this is a really common topic right now in astrology sessions. So let me know if I can assist you with this. Each person's situation is always particular to them. But I hope that this is eye-opening for you, and it also releases you, that there's a freedom here. I said at the beginning of the show all about the soul contract part. And so you want to look into that as well, and what you're here to learn from someone, what the patterns are in your life around relationships, what the gifts are. Because ultimately, it's really important right now for you to honor yourself, love yourself, feel gratitude for your own journey, for what you've learned about yourself, for everything you are mastering, and how you are expanding. That is the most important thing right now. And then others are going to show up and meet you in that space. Absolutely. So This show is a really big topic. And if you've been listening to this program for a while, you've heard me talk about it before, because there's always relationship changes happening around the world at all times. If you want more insights about relationship changes, I recommend looking at the Conscious Cool Chic show page on iTunes. And you can find that either by going directly to iTunes and Googling Conscious Cool Chic, or if you're on Blog Talk Radio, at the top part there where it says Welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio, just click on the iTunes button, and it will take you to the landing page, and it will list all the show topics. And I think that iTunes does this better than Blog Talk Radio. It will list for you all the different topics of shows that I've done over the past nearly 2 years, and look at the different offerings around relationships, because I dive into this topic many times, and you might find more of what you're looking for in those other shows. And these are all free. They're all downloadable. They're all something I offer to you because I want you to feel supported and connected, and to know that you're not alone, that there are a lot of people dealing with these changes right now, and that you can feel supported with this guidance. So I recommend doing that. And of course, if you love the show, go ahead and follow along on Blog Talk Radio, and that way they'll send you an email when a new episode airs. So next week, the lovely Charlotte Sivak is going to be here, and we're going to talk more about your shadow energy and feeling empowered around your journey. She is a really amazing person. She's been in some movies. She's a very talented psychic. She just had a very interesting journey, and I look forward to introducing her to you and to talking about some of her insights. So be sure and check that out. In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful week ahead. I appreciate your connection as always, and know that you are exactly where you need to be right now, and that all is in divine order at all times. And I hope that that connects you with gratitude and joy in your heart. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. This is my moment, I just feel so alive.